so angry and so serious. I've noticed over the last couple weeks, things have been pretty serious. Talk about faith, talk about, you know, angry subjects like the way Christians or people who call themselves Christian act. But is anything but. I've been ranting, I've been talking about wedge issues from the pulpit, yelling at God saying, why don't you fix this? It's time that you woke up. One person remarked, why are you being so dramatic? Actually, it wasn't someone from here, but someone said, why are you being so dramatic? And I don't usually fancy myself as a dramatic person, maybe a melodramatic person. But I think I need to laugh a little bit more. We've got to have balance. I get that. We've got to have balance. Sometimes it's time to rant, and other times it's time for humor and a welcoming attitude. I guess it's always time for a welcoming attitude. We need to laugh a little bit. And I think maybe this is a good week to lighten up. This week's Bible reading, it puts a smile on your face. Keep calm and party on. Jesus style. Is there a t-shirt that says keep calm and party on? If there isn't, we should have one today. Someone should post that to Facebook and say this is what we talked about in church. What do you think the parable of the wedding banquet would sound like if it were narrated like a melodrama, like a movie trailer or a cartoon announcer? Like the announcer says, there was once a time when our hero, Jesus, and then there would be some music, maybe hero music, like ta-da. So if ever I say Jesus, everyone should say ta-da. Let's try that. Our hero, Jesus. Ta-da. Very good. Okay, we can do this. Went to the home of the arch Pharisee, and if ever I say Pharisee, I know that it's not quite fair, but we can go dun-dun-dun like that, right? Got it? So the Pharisees can be sort of the villains in our story. I know that they're not, but we're going to call it that. So, but we'll try this from the beginning. There was once a time when our hero Jesus went to the home of the arch-Pharisee for a meal on the Sabbath. The arch-Pharisee and the others were watching Jesus closely, just to see what kind of mistake he might make. Everyone seemed to be pushing and shoving and clawing their way to be the closest to the most important of the guests. The less popular people were forgotten and walked all over. And then our hero, Jesus, noticed all the competition. He started to tell a story. And I guess story music could be like, da 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 da. Maybe? That feels story-like, and Mr. Rogers reminds me of stories. So, here's what Jesus said. If you go to a wedding reception, be careful not to sit in the best seats. It's possible that you'll have to move for someone more important than you, and then you'll have to sit by the kitchen. Instead, start at the table by the kitchen and let the host invite you to sit at a better table. You see, if you try to make yourself look important, you'll look unimportant. But if you remember to be humble, you'll earn respect. And then Jesus looked at the host of the meal and offered this advice. The next time you host a meal, don't invite all your friends and all the important people. Instead, invite the people with no money, the people who can't stand up without help, people who can't walk at all, the ones who can't see. Invite the people who work hard but still don't seem to ever have enough to live. Invite the people you'd just as soon ignore. Invite the people who everyone else thinks is unimportant. Then the Bible reading ends. But this is this is beautiful. This is advice from Jesus that says, this is what you're supposed to do. Not all that other stuff that I've been kind of ranting against. And not even yelling at God when things don't go right and saying, fix this, wake up. This is just, first, when you have a banquet, don't think you're, or when you go to a banquet, don't think you're all high and mighty. Just go. Enjoy. And when you have a banquet, don't make it the show of every single important person in town. Invite people who don't get invited to parties. Celebrate with people who can't do the things that you think people ought to be able to do. Celebrate with the people who haven't been blessed beyond because they trusted in God, which is kind of an awful thing to say anyway. Invite the people, just real people. Hang out with real people. This is that, pay attention to one another, attend to one another. Don't look on people as low or high. And I know it describes, invite these people. But Jesus is saying, we're all in this. We're all in this. Attend to one another. We're all important. Don't fight with one another all the time. Find ways to celebrate together, to share a meal together. The church, we have opportunities on Sunday, of course, to invite people to church, to worship, for singing, for praying, for preaching, for all of that. And I'm so glad that you're here today, and I hope that you'll invite friends to come, all kinds of friends to come. You'll invite people that aren't your friend yet. That we can fill up this place with people who are attending to one another all the time. But there's other things that we can invite folks to. And we can go to things that other folks invite us to. Like on September 11th this year, it's Rally Day. We're going to do a potluck meal after church on the 11th. Y'all should come. Even if you don't have something to bring, come to the potluck afterwards. It's like an extended coffee hour where you can sit down and eat more. And if you can bring something, bring that. And invite some friends to that. A meal after church. Or how about invite people who like to sing to join the choir. Deborah, when are choir rehearsals? Wednesdays at 7:45, or the bell choir and the chime choir, that's at 7 o'clock. Or the praise band, when do they meet? Or is that kind of sporadic? TBA, yes, come to our TBA rehearsal, but the praise band. Or starting on September 22nd, which would be September the 15th, but I'm going to Colorado for my daughter's wedding, but starting September 22nd, Thursday morning Bible study. Or how about September 24th? Come here and lop down weeds and weed trees. There's something about community that gets together and does stuff like that. Of course, there's a job to do, but it doesn't have to be something that is just awful to do. We can laugh, we can smile together, you can say, have you ever seen a bug like that? No, stay away from it. And then laugh and then keep going. September 24th at 9:30. Participate in our upcoming May Peace Prevail mural painting. We're going to have a larger drawing of that available on or before September 11th, Rally Day. We're going to paint and we're going to invite the community to be part of this project. Join the Monarch Walk. Carol and Gwen both gave you permission to take Sunday off the 25th and go and walk in the Monarch Walk. I hope that we have a congregation filled with people, but what else? I hope we're missing a lot of people who are doing that on Sunday the 25th. And later on in the afternoon, on the 25th, did you see in the announcements that Jan Osborne is having her ecclesiastical council? This is an examination of the people who are about to be authorized to be ordained ministers for members of congregations and pastors to ask questions, and then we vote. So it's going to be very close at Community Congregational Church in Villa Park. There are two happening that day on the 25th. We get to go and support Jan and celebrate with her as she is authorized for ordination pending call. It's a long term, but once you're authorized to be ordained, then when you get a job, then you're ordained. That's what's happened with Cindy. Cindy is now ordained, and we hope that that everything works out well for Jan. Or how about participate in the blessing of the animals? That's coming up October 2nd. See, we're going out even further. Or the Crop Hunger Walk on October 16th. So many different opportunities to be involved, both within these walls, outside of the walls, helping make the world a better place, being involved in hospitality, being involved in attending to one another. This is what the church is supposed to be, right? So let's make this church, St. Paul's, let's make our homes, let's make our very lives ones that really just ooze love and hospitality. Just go out and invite people to share in all of these things. These things that I mentioned and many others that I haven't mentioned. Just remind people that all are welcome here. And that we do. We truly do. This table, sometimes we have communion on it, but we have a church that is an open table. Y'all are welcome, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey. Let's invite people and let them know that. Let's be the church together. Amen.